Oh, we did some attempts to do that. One was a laser fibroscope that we tried to get as good, as far back and high as possible, and then we video recorded. And then we had a flow mask of the Glottal Enterprises and measure the transnasal airflow. And then we also follow the recommendation by my friend Mr. Martin Rothenberg that we could measure the amplitude of the fundamental, because if that is if the fundamental is strong, it is very likely that that sound is gliding up in the nasal cavity. If the fundamental is strong in the nasal sound. Okay, so combining all these, more than half of the singers nasalized the vowel R.
Okay. And just to confirm something you said earlier, you said that on the E vowel and the U vowel, it's possible to have
pharyngeal opening
closed, but no, still generate no. A nasalized sound.
But that was the indication in our results.
Okay.
But I would not like to say that it is true for all singers,
right.
Because some singers may have a nose that doesn't ruin the bandwidth of the first formant, and
right.
You could use it.
Okay, that's all. Thanks.